Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Why do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go with Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on? How can I help?
I got a lot of stomach problems for years. It's unbearable. And I've got a digestive disease doctor he found a hiatal hernia, but no ulcers or no nothing like that. But it's gotten to where I can't eat anything because I got so much gas. I can't, when I lay down, I got to burp it all out. When I get up in the morning, I got it all day, just burp, burp, burp. And I was wondering if there's something else we could look for, or they said there's no stomach diseases. So is there something natural I could eat or drink that would help?
Yeah, let me get this right. You had everything checked out, and they said everything's clear. They don't know why you feel that way. Is that right?
Right. We're going to have to keep going with some tests. They haven't done an actual, like, stool test or nothing like that. They checked the blood, and they said they can check the stomach diseases, digestive diseases with blood.
Mm.
But I don't know if they can check them all like that.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't had no success. I actually just fired my doctor of 12 years.
You fired him?
I fired her, and I'm not the digestive disease doctor, my primary doctor, and I'm starting all over with new doctors, and because I'm just miserable, and for 12 years she's been dealing with me with this, and we've gotten nowhere. I just now ate a salad. I'll be miserable for 2 days, but I need to eat some vegetables because I'm not able to get my energy and my health up to where it needs to be because I'm limited now to what I can eat that don't affect me.
So everything you eat for the most part makes you gassy and bloated, right?
Yeah, or nauseous, and mostly gassy and bloated. Bloated, like my stomach will come out 2 or 3 inches half of the time. It'll bloat out that much.
You still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Have they checked it?
Yes, sir. They checked it. Did an ultrasound on it and stuff, and it's fine. And that was one of the first things we checked, but...
Okay. Do me a favor. Give me a quick, normal day in the life of Bill. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I just want to see what you eat on a typical day.
Okay. In the mornings, I can eat a couple of pieces of toast and some scrambled eggs. It'll give me a little bit of gas, but not a lot. You know, but I'll have some kind of fiber cereal like Raisin Bran or Mini Wheats or something. Lunch is kind of up in the air. Usually I'll have the Quaker Oats bars. I'll have a couple of those. And then dinner will be either, you know, some chicken and some beans or a steak and a salad. Something like that. Not a heavy dinner, but a good dinner.
Okay.
But I do drink about maybe a pot of coffee a day. I don't drink enough water. I know that.
So, all right. Well, let's come up with a game plan for just a second, because it sounds like to me, just based on some of those
food items that you just listed out, there's a lot you can do to change your diet that I think would make a real big difference in the way that you feel.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a substance called gluten?
I've heard of it, yes. They talk about it along with the calories and everything in your food.
All right.
But I don't.
That's okay.
I wouldn't know where to look for it.
Let me tell you what it is, okay? Gluten is a protein found in most grains. Now, there's several grains that don't have gluten in it, but the majority of the grains that we eat in our American diet has gluten in it. And that would be bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it has flour in it, it probably has gluten, unless you've got a gluten-free type of situation that you're eating. Now, gluten is a real challenge because there's a lot of people that can get deathly sick because of it, and they're diagnosed with what's called celiac disease. And these people that have celiac disease have such a sensitivity to gluten that it makes them almost deathly ill. But the majority of Americans actually have what's called a gluten sensitivity, which is where their bodies can, you can eat gluten, but you're going to pay a little bit of a price, whether it's fatigue, joint pain, energy levels really go down. You've got digestive issues, irritable bowel, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis are all affected by gluten. And so one of the first things that we always do when we're looking down the pipeline with these kind of things is to look at removing gluten from the diet. It's something you could easily do, and it's basically just cutting out all the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers from your diet. So, for example, for breakfast, if you ate eggs, you would just simply eat eggs and maybe a bowl of fresh berries or something like that. Get some good type of fruit or vegetable, but you stay away from the grains. And then also, you want to be careful because oatmeal, unfortunately, it's not technically a gluten-based food, but where they manufacture all of the flour-based products, they manufacture oatmeal too. So what happens is the gluten powder from the different wheat products and whatnot, they kind of float through the air and they end up in the bins with the oatmeal, so it has gluten in it, so it will affect you the same way. And that's why eating those oatmeal bars, and of course the oatmeal bars have sugar in them and whatnot, so you want to be really careful with that as well. But yeah, I mean, that's one thing. When you have unexplained digestive issues and you're thinking everything I eat makes me bloated, first thing you want to do is eliminate the top two food sensitivity type products that we eat in our American diet on a regular basis. One being gluten, the second being cow's milk, dairy. And so cutting out the cheese, the yogurt, all the cow's based food or the cow's based dairy, you want to cut out for a period of about 7.5 to 8 weeks. The reason I say that is because that with the gluten based foods, it takes 7.5 weeks to clear it out of your system. And even once you clear it out for say 3 or 4 weeks, there still can be some residual in there that can be affecting the digestive tract. And normally when lettuce wouldn't make you bloated, if you've been eating gluten all the time and created such a sensitivity and inflammatory response in the gut, in the digestive tract, it's going to get to the point where not just gluten-based foods are going to irritate your digestive tract, but it's going to cause other foods not to be able to digest and absorb as well as they should. And so eliminating that would be one of the first things you want to look into. And if you're working with your gastrointestinal, your GI docs, and you're finding a new primary care doc, they'll probably work with you on that in the overall digestive equation for you. But I definitely wouldn't give up on it for sure. And I know it's frustrating, but the conversation we're having right now is taking you down the right path. These are the kind of clues to look for when you're looking from more of a natural perspective, continuing to work with the team you're working with. But if you'll look in my book, Empowering Your Health, you might find some secrets and some keys that we're talking about that could be a great benefit to you. So hydrochloric acid, betaine HCl, or apple cider vinegar can also be helpful in breaking down the excess proteins that could be causing you to have that bloating effect, which is just really uncomfortable. I know where you are. I've seen too many people, talk with too many people, work with too many people that have dealt with the kind of situation that you're dealing with. So don't give up, but look into some of the clues and continue working with your docs on this. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out at asaandrew.com. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and that's the health prescription. You'll find that at asaandrew.com as well. Let's go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hon. How can I help?
I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has constant high blood pressure. She is on four medications right now. One is clonidine, one is hydrochlorite, one is metrolol. I can't pronounce it. Metoprolol.
It's called metoprolol.
Okay. And the other one is quinapril. And the doctors have tried everything with her. They say they do not know what is causing her blood pressure to be constantly high.
Are her kidneys okay?
Pardon?
Are her kidneys okay?
Yes, yes.
They are. Okay.
Kidneys are fine, and the low number on the blood pressure is always okay. It's just the top number is, you know, just is constantly high enough that it scares her, you know, that she's just going to die.
Yeah, I understand. So with all the medication, is it keeping it low or is it still high?
It's still high. That's the thing. And the last resort they told her was to take more of the clonidine. But even at that, she still cannot keep it level. I mean, it just is every day. This is an everyday thing.
Is she overweight?
Probably some.
Like, what's her height and weight?
She has, like, osteoporosis and circulation, you know, issues also.
What is her age?
Her age is 84.
84. What's her height and weight, would you say?
I would say maybe 5'3" or 5'4". Weight of, I'm not very good at that. Probably maybe 170.
Yeah, she's overweight. That's too much for that height.
Well, can she exercise? Not get any exercise, hardly at all.
She can't because of the blood pressure, or she can't.
Well,
because
it's just her. The other things that are, like, she has had several cracked vertebrae in her back because of the osteoporosis. So she's afraid to do things because she's had so many of those cemented back together.
I got it. Well, let me help you come up with a couple of things for a game plan. One is the first thing she might want to consider is, I mean, if this was my mother, this is what I would have her doing. Okay, so let's talk like that, because I can empathize with you in so many ways. I've seen that even with some folks in my family at one point. Mini trampoline, it's called rebounding. It's one of the best exercises. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. And so for somebody that's had, you know, back issues or hip issues or, you know, aches and pains and osteoporosis, osteopenia, it's really good because even though you're weight bearing, you're on that mini trampoline, so you never actually touch the ground. It's kind of soft, but yet it's weight bearing to the body. And so jumping up and down a mini trampoline, not real high, but just a slight bounce that comes with videos. I would go to urbanrebounder.com. That's urbanrebounder.com. They're about maybe $100 and they last for a long time, and they've got a little stabilization bar. She doesn't have to worry about her falling. She can hold on to it. And it's great because you can put it in the living room right in front of the TV. Studies have shown at Harvard that lowering blood pressure naturally just by jumping 5 minutes a day, working your way up to 20 minutes a day, and it's incredible cardiovascular exercise. It'll cause her obviously to burn calories and to help with her overall metabolism, increase her energy levels. It's all the way around a great tool. So it's something you want to look into. The other thing is, because exercise for her is going to be important, the other thing that she can look into, certain amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, green tea has actually been shown to do some really great things in this area. NADH, a version of niacin, it's an activated version of niacin, can work very well. So there's several cofactors that she can look into as far as supplementation goes. Her diet is extremely important. So, I mean, I would have her look into I mean, I would look into the anti-inflammatory diet. I would. That's why I wrote it and wrote the book, Empowering Your Health, because that is a great tool to kind of reset the body and give the body what it needs. Because when you're 84, you've been eating a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to break those habits. But she's at a place right now where she's taking four different medications for her blood pressure, and it's not kicking in. I mean, that's why the physicians are kind of like scratching their head, thinking, this is kind of a big deal. Like, well, just take some more clonidine. I mean, you know, let's just hope for the best. That's pretty much what they're telling you. So it's time for you to help her become proactive. And again, you know, write all these things down. If you're going to pursue some of these, let them know about it. You know, not just because of legal reasons or anything, but they need to know. See, because they're going to think it's the clonidine working. And they need to know everything that you're about to look into so everybody's on the same page so they can track it. Because what would be amazing is if she started implementing some radical lifestyle changes and increasing exercise, changing her diet and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden things started regulating more. What if she lost 20 pounds? That'd be a good thing. So it's just about her changing, doing some things differently that normally she wouldn't do. If you do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. It's true. So she starts changing some radical changes in her life right now. She'll have radically different health in days to come. It's the way life is. If she keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Not that she is. But that's a little quote and a little saying, and it's true if you think about it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again and we want a different result, it's just not going to happen. So those are some things to look into. She doesn't have to. I mean, blood pressure is one of those phenomena that really is frustrating. I think it's one of the health challenges that's out there that keeps physicians baffled. And it's true because you can have a skinny person and their blood pressure's through the roof and the medication can't manage it and everybody's scratching their head. That's why I was asking about the kidneys, because they can be an issue within blood pressure too many times. But yeah, that's something to look into. Lifestyle, 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 lifestyle. Our choices matter so much with all of these health challenges, and no different with blood pressure. So the fact that she's overweight and the fact that she hasn't really changed her diet and the fact that she doesn't exercise is very promising, because if you look into adding those in, it could create some massive change.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? Tired of taking endless medications and feeling like you need to take control of your health? Many times, what we need is a better lifestyle. Our daily lifestyle will determine the kind of health we will ultimately have. The physicians and health specialists at the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, located in Atlanta, Georgia, can help you get back on track with your health and wellness goals. We help you understand your body and how to overcome tough health challenges like poor fat metabolism, digestive issues, body aches and pains, unwanted weight gain, low energy, and decreased cardiovascular and physical performance. Our team of lifestyle specialists can help you find the right health and nutritional plan, what natural foods and supplements are right for you, and learn specifically what your body needs to thrive and be vibrant and healthy. Call today for a free consultation with one of our lifestyle physician team specialists in Atlanta, Georgia at 888-200-1252. That's 888-200-1252. Visit us online at mylifestyleclinic.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. You know, car pollution can damage the brain, a new study says. It says being exposed to highway pollution can cause brain damage in mice. Also with memory loss and Alzheimer's disease, U.S. researchers said Thursday that scientists recreated the airborne pollutants that come from the burning of fossil fuels and weathering of car parts and pavement and exposed mice to the harsh air for 15 hours per week over 10 weeks. The tiny air particles were roughly 1,000th the width of human hair and too small for car filtration systems to trap, but exerted massive damage on the brains of the exposed mice, said the study. You can't see them, but they're inhaled and they have an effect on the brain neurons that raises the possibility of long-term brain health consequences of freeway air, said the senior author Caleb Finch of the University of Southern California. The scientists found the exposure resulted in significant damage to neurons involved in learning and memory, and they detected signs of inflammation associated with premature aging and Alzheimer's disease. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, and more research is necessary to determine if the same effects could be seen in humans. Well, of course, this leads to the question, how do we protect urban dwellers from this type of toxicity? And that's a huge unknown, Finch said. And we do. We live in a toxic environment. Especially if you live in a big city like L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta.
you live in the big city and you're faced with a lot of these toxic pollutants. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You can't, unfortunately, we want to be healthy and we want to avoid toxins and we want to make our bodies as healthy as possible. But we are limited by our environment just a little bit. And you know, depending on where you live, it really makes a big difference because our environment plays such a big role and you can't avoid some of these toxins. I mean, the environment is what it is. The air quality is what it is. And so we have to do everything we can every single day to protect ourselves, to take antioxidants, to do oral chelating agents and drinking things that can be helpful for us, for like chlorella or chlorophyll and aloe vera juice, all of these kind of things that you can do every single day to naturally detoxify your body. Eating healthy, plenty of good healthy fats. You know, the fats, the good healthy fats will help naturally chelate the toxins out of the body. I mean, there's so many different things that we can do from a natural perspective to combat the environment. And our environment's a challenge, no doubt about it. It really is. However, there are a lot of things we can do to kind of put our armor on every single day, and that's something we want to focus on. Remember, we get sick three different ways. Number one, nutritional deficiencies, and that happens over a period of time. We don't eat the right types of foods. We don't get the right kind of exercise. We don't make the right kind of lifestyle choices, and we just don't get the right stuff in our body, and it begins to break down over a period of time. So that's number one. Toxicity is number two. Now, that can be environmental toxins like we're talking about right now, or it can be emotional toxins. It can be stressors in life that we allow to come in and rob us of our health, our vitality, and our energy levels. And then there's the old adage of genetics, number three, which grandma and grandpa, they gave it to us. We can't do anything about it. It's the cards that you were dealt, as they say. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot you can do. If genetics are only a third of it, there's two-thirds that we can control for the most part. And so we need to jump in the game and do as much as we can to make a difference. 888-283-7072. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. If you haven't signed up with Facebook and Twitter and become a part of the social media world, jump in. You can go to asaandrew.com and all the links are there to jump on and become a fan or whatever you want to become. We'd love to have you a part of our world so we can keep you updated. And also the new email newsletter is at asaandrew.com now. It's launching out. So if you want to join in, that's free, costs you nothing, but will empower you with all kinds of great information. But let's go to Nanette now. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there, darling. What's going on?
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've got some digestion issues.
Okay.
It started about 15 years ago, and I've been to every doctor that I can think of, and I've even had my gallbladder removed because they said it was sluggish. But what happens while I'm eating, I get a feeling that it's my food is stuck. It won't go down and it won't come up. It just kind of sits there, and then I get the hiccups. And then I end up having to go to the bathroom because I'm more than likely going to be vomiting.
Hmm. Okay.
I've had the GI studies, and
there's no narrowing of your esophagus or anything like that. Everything's fine.
Yeah, they said everything checked out fine and looked fine, and the barium swallows and everything I've done, they can't find anything. And of course, I don't go to the doctor when I'm having the problem. If I could be there for them to see it, they may can find something. But I just wondered if you had any idea.
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And it's been going on for how long?
Well, the first time it happened was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I know this because I had started a new job and I related it to stress. But
mm-hmm. That's true.
And then I tried to narrow it down to certain foods I was eating. And it doesn't matter. It can be fried. It can be baked. It can be soup. It can be water. It can be tea. It can be green. It's just one bite or 15 bites. It doesn't matter. It's just different times. It's not something that you can pinpoint.
Do you get a lot of acid reflux?
Well, that's what they said I had, too. And then after I listen to you, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I have acid reflux or not. So.
Well, and you might not be, you just might be where you don't produce enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract to be able to break down your food. And so when you eat like a protein, which would be like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, something like that, then the body doesn't have really what it needs to break it down. So it does feel like it's just kind of sitting there. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. And so, I mean, there's several things you can do. I mean, there's natural things you can do when you're eating meals. There's what's called food combining. So you want to be real careful on what you eat. Like, don't eat typically a starch with a meat, for example. It's, you can, but it's real, you got to be real particular. So for example, if somebody eat a hamburger, it's really hard for the body to process white flour at all anyway. I mean, I would throw that out no matter what, but to eat white flour with a burger is going to slow the digestive process down. It's going to be hard for the body to break it down, or harder, rather than if you ate just a beef patty, for example, and had some vegetables with it. The body would break that down a lot easier because it would have enzymes and whatnot from the vegetables to be able to help break that down, and it's just a lot easier. So food combining can be a real blessing in this kind of situation. In the anti-inflammatory diet that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, that really will lay things out for you in a great way and show you all the different food groups, how to combine them properly together, getting the right amounts of proteins, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that kind of stuff. So those are all important to look at. Apple cider vinegar is really good too, and it's a little test that you can do, and you always want to do this before you start taking anything like that. But you can take a little apple cider vinegar with a meal. It's a little self-test, and if it burns really bad when you take it with one of your meals, then you have too much acid. Now, that's very rare, but it is possible. And then if you want to use it and it doesn't burn at all, matter of fact, it makes you feel like you're not bloated, that you digested your food very well at that meal, better than you probably had at a lot of meals, then you know that you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract, and then you can let your physician know that. You can look into things like hydrochloric acid, betaine, HCL. Health food store folks can help you with those. Those are little supplements that you can take with your meals to help break down proteins. So, I mean, those kind of things are pretty easy to check in with, and it's something that's very common. So what you're dealing with is not uncommon. It's actually very common. A lot of people struggle with it, where it just you eat and you feel like the food's just sitting there. And that's something that a lot of people struggle with. So something to look into as you're kind of in this journey. 15 years is a long time. And stress levels are a big one, too. Also, don't drink much with your meals at all. Don't drink water. Don't drink Coke. Don't drink sodas. Don't drink fruit juice. Don't drink much with your meal, because it does disrupt your natural body's ability of hydrochloric acid to break foods down. Food can putrefy, proteins won't break down as well, and instead of digesting 80 or 90% of your food, you only digest maybe 20, 25%, something like that. So just be cautious in that. But those are a couple of things that can be helpful. Your diet is a key. If it's like you said, fried food, baked food, doesn't matter, you still have an issue with it. When you've got digestive issues of any kind, it's time for you to get completely radical. I mean, you have to get to where you're going to eat perfect for a period of time. And when I say perfect in my book, I tell you, kind of get a good sense of what that really means. And doesn't mean it has to be that way forever. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
I wish you had a local station in my area that covered it. I'm all the way up in Cleveland, Ohio. Not Cleveland, Tennessee, but Cleveland, Ohio.
The other Cleveland. Yeah, we're working on Cleveland, Ohio right now. So keep posted. And I'll tell you a great thing you can do is the talk station that you like up there, write the program director a letter or an email and suggest that they carry the show. That goes a long way.
Okay.
What is your question, Dale?
I suffered a fairly severe electrocution about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and it went through my arm, and my arm between my shoulder and elbow has a continuing pain in there, and I'm wondering if there's something I could or might do or should do about it.
So it happened about 8 weeks ago, and it just shocked you through that arm, and you're still getting little sensations down through the arm?
I think if it had gone through my body, I'd be dead.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's come out of this break, and we'll talk a little bit about having electric shock and what to do after that happens.
Extend your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Going to the break, talking with Dale. Dale got electrocuted, and then all of a sudden, that was about 8 weeks ago, and now he's having a little bit of aftermath. Go into your story a little bit again, Dale.
Yes, it was a fairly severe electrical. I call it electrocution. It's more than a shock, because I fooled around with the electronics since I was a kid, and I had plenty of shocks in my time. But this was fairly long duration. It seemed like minutes, but realistically, it was probably 10 or 20 seconds, which was a pretty long time. And then came back a second time. I thought I was going to die. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was went through my arm. But I have continuing pain between my elbow and my shoulder, mainly closer to the shoulder. And I was wondering if there was something that I might or could or should do.
Well, is it just hurting in your shoulder, or is it shooting down your arm?
Well, it doesn't shoot. It's more of a dull pain. It's mostly in my arm up to my shoulder. Possibly could be in up to the joint. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Did you talk with your doctors and kind of get their thoughts on it?
No, I didn't. I'm not one much. I'm in pretty good health, and I rarely go to the doctor.
You just got electrocuted, though.
Yes.
All right. This is one of those times. Let me just speak some wisdom to you. This is one of those times where you don't just want to shake it off. Okay.
Not like my arm was doing.
Yeah.
Was going.
I'm just telling you. I mean, you got to go to your family doctor and potentially to a neurologist and let them look you over.
Oh, I might try to seek out a neurologist then.
I would start with a family doc first. You can't just walk over to a neurologist office. You got to go into your family doc first and kind of go the chain of command a little bit.
Well, I don't have one, so how do I go about going through that process?
Do you have I would find, this way I would do it. I'd find a good buddy of yours in town. Ask around, say, who do they go to for primary care? And, you know, ask if they like them. Obviously, they're going to like them if they've been with them for like 10 years or something. And go in and see them and get established to have a primary care doctor. A primary care physician is kind of like a head coach. And everybody needs a head coach in their life for whatever game they're playing. And when it comes to our health, you just need one. You need one that you can go and bounce questions off of, and someone that you know knows you and knows your health inside and out. It's just, I mean, it's very important to have a good primary care doc and one that you trust. So that's what I would do, is I would find a primary care physician that you really like and go see them. But I would do this quickly. I wouldn't wait for another month. I would do this in the next week or so. And go in there and tell them what's going on. They're probably going to refer you at that point to a neurologist to get it a once-over. And they can do all their testing and whatnot on you and make sure that everything's clear and everything is okay. And that's the protocol that needs to happen. I mean, this is not a conversation where I need to tell you that, you know, certain vitamins and minerals are going to be helpful for that. This is where you need to get checked out, see what they say, get the report from the neurologist, then call me back if you want to call on the show or send me an email or whatever. And we can have a good conversation, because that's what needs to happen first. You need to be checked out. You just do. And it's okay that you haven't gone. It's because guys are like, we're all like that. I mean, my gosh, I'm a typical guy's guy. I'm like that too. I can be stubborn and think I'm fine and everything else. Only problem is that now I know better. And if you studied and researched and been in practice and all that kind of stuff like I have, you know what, when you got to go in. And this is one of those times where you need to go and get it checked out. So do that. Keep me posted. But don't wait. I wouldn't wait longer than 1 week to get that whole process in motion. All right? Thanks for the call, and thanks for being a great listener. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for your show. I really enjoy it.
Sure, man. What's
up? I just shrunk my over 50 physical. I'm almost 52, and I'm just now getting around to it. PSA count came a little bit elevated.
What was
it? 5.45.
Okay.
And I've got a white blood cell count in the urinalysis. It's it was six. I don't know how to read it. It's 16/HPF.
That's okay.
I guess my question is, what are the chances of this being cancer? The doctor put me on Cipro so to rule out any type of prostate infection, and then he's going to, just so he can rule that out.
Yeah.
I guess so. My three main questions are. What do you think about those numbers, number one? Number two, what's your experience with Cipro? Any feedback from people you know? And number three is I've got 12 amalgam fillings in my mouth, and I was wondering if you think that is, bad for my health.
Okay. First thing is, could it be an infection? Yes. First, I need to know this, though. When's the last time? This is your over 50 physical, but did you have one every year?
I no, this is my first time. I haven't had a complete physical
in like
ever, I don't think.
Okay, so you're just now having a wake-up call. Hey, it's time to really take care of my health. I need to monitor this stuff and all that. All right, so, well, here's the thing. The PSA test is really important test, obviously, and when it's over 4, there is an indication potential for cancer. But there's also, you don't have to, I wouldn't jump there yet. You know, the white blood cell count being up a little bit, it's something to consider. Cipro, don't worry about it. You'll recover. Do the Cipro for as many days as they have you on. Take probiotics for the same amount of days when you're done, and that should counteract and keep you okay from your digestive tract. Don't worry about the Cipro. I wouldn't even freak out over that at all. But, you know, as far as the PSA and just the overall process with it, I would just really keep tabs on it and stay close with your doctor. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the PSA blood test, but really get down to this infection. Once they figure that out, that's going to be the key. Eating avocados, salt, palmetto, zinc, there are a lot of natural things you can do to support your prostate function, but stay in touch with your doc on that. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered AminoActive. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.